Well, good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to this episode of Walk and Talk with Avalon, episode 184. How fun. Thank you if you have been with us from the beginning. Thank you if you've been with us since the middle. Thank you if you've just started with us today. Be sure to follow us on Spotify. That is how the podcasting platform knows that you like us and you'd like to hear more of us. And we're going to continue no matter what you think of us, because that is where we are, who we are. We are here. I am here to bring you mindfulness, to bring you some time for your own meditation. And meditation, again, for those of you who have never done it, sometimes can be a scary word. It is simply, like mindfulness, taking your quiet time, going into your own thoughts, exploring how you're feeling, and quieting down the world around you that can be so hectic and so busy and so draining, and finding that quiet time, that quiet thought within you to bring yourself some calm. And mindfulness is being aware of all that is around you, being mindful of your own actions, being mindful of the world around you, being mindful of yourself, and being mindful of others and what they might be going through or what they're doing. It's just an observation. So they may sound like scary words at first, but they're very, very simple things that we do every day, but we might not give it a title. And taking a little time to focus on, a little meditation and a little mindfulness, can bring you joy in your everyday life. So please feel free to share what you are learning about yourself and your calm with others, to post it on your pages and help us grow this worldwide channel and our community. We have many listeners around the world. We have many viewers around the world. And I thank you. Thank you all for joining. And on with the episode that you came here for today. It is Calming Kites, when you look at the video link below. And the thought for this episode and this video is, sometimes the pressure gets you to new heights. Sometimes the pressure gets you to new heights. Now, that can mean a variety of things depending on what is going on in your life, what is important in your life right now, and moving forward. Maybe you are working on a project and having that deadline. Having a deadline can push you. It will give you some pressure to get it done. And hopefully it causes your work to be better and not worse versus procrastinating. How many of you out there are procrastinators? You put it off until the last minute. You had 2 weeks and you're only taking 2 days. How much better could your work been or be if you had spent the first 2 days just getting it done? Then you could proofread it afterwards and say, this is what could use some fixing, or step away from it and come back to it and say, wow, I really like it the way it is, or I could tweak it a little bit, or spend more time in research for whatever your project would be. Sometimes that pressure will just make you get it done. And depending on how you approach it, how much better could it be? Another thing that can cause pressure to force you to go to new heights is, I want something more. I want to change something in my lifestyle. I want a new car. I want a new dwelling, be it a house, a better apartment, be it a thing that you've been wanting. You can work a little harder to get it. You put some pressure on yourself to get it done. Figuring it out, figuring out your finances so you can buy that thing. Getting some extra hours to make some more money, or doing an extra project that will make some more money. Putting on the pressure so that you can soar to new heights. Pressure can be a positive thing. It can make you think. Sometimes you might be in an emergency situation, and now all of the skills that you have learned suddenly come. Someone around you has a health emergency, and you can react to it appropriately. Someone around you did something wrong, and if you don't put out that fire right now, something bigger is going to happen. And I mean the literal fire, or the the fire that's something, oh my gosh, this could be a chain reaction, and you react. Maybe it's with technology. Maybe it's the actual fire, and you know to throw the baking soda on it to put it out, because water will burn the house down. And that is also the figurative. If something happened and you weren't there with your skill set, suddenly that pressure caused you to soar to the new heights. The knowledge that you already have. You have remarkable knowledge just from life experience that you can use, you can lend, you can give to other people. Your experiences of times that you're under pressure are very defining of who you are. Again, are you that procrastinator? Or are you somebody who wants to get it and get it done today? And guess what? If you get it done today, you can move on to the next thing. You can move on, move forward, and get to the next height. The literal climbing of the mountain, the flying of the kite. Think about the pressure. Look at that video. The air that's pushing that kite up and up and up. You climb that mountain just a little bit today, and you can keep going. You can rest and go up again. Or you can wait and just look at it and be exhausted by the time you get to the top and be procrastinating and never enjoy the journey along the way. But with your pushing yourself sometimes, that pressure, it can be exhilarating. Using all of those senses that you have and that you focus on when you're being mindful, when you're in your meditative state. Being prepared, not sitting around and waiting for something to happen. You can put a little pressure on yourself. Don't make yourself feel bad, and don't overdo it, and don't do it all the time. The pressure cooker will explode, and it won't feel good. But take some time to push yourself forward. Give yourself deadlines, even if it's your own project that you're creating, so that you can move yourself forward. Quit waiting and let yourself soar to new heights. And If you're feeling playful, go fly a kite. Get out there, my friends, and enjoy. I am Avalon, and I am so happy that you have joined me today. I'm going to put the pressure on you to go do something amazing today. And please share it with us below in the comments. Thank you.